This must be the apprentice training school.
This is the apprentice training school, and my father is the third in from the left with the lighter overall on. And that must be all the lads doing their training under him with all their different machinery. That's quite good, isn't it?
He would be the instructor, wouldn't he?
Yeah, it would have been his. Yeah, that's very good, isn't it?
Did he ever talk about this sort of space, the craft school at all? Did he ever describe it or make any comments about it?
Only about the different skills, didn't he? The different types of skills. Because they did everything from metalwork to carpentry, didn't they? They did all the skills. Whereas he said that the more modern the apprenticeships came, they became more specific in particular areas. But in his apprenticeship school, they did everything, literally everything. So, you know, when a person was learning woodwork or carpentry, he could become a carpenter. When they were working on machines, they were mechanics. They did everything, literally everything. And that's why the apprentices were so long, weren't they?
Yes, yeah. 5 or 7 years.
It was, yeah.
I would have think he'd have been a hard taskmaster, wouldn't you?
Very.
A perfectionist.
Very perfectionist.
He would have, they would have had to get it right.
Yeah.
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 But I think he was respected for it, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But he would have, he wouldn't have taken any nonsense.
No.
And I think what's so lovely about this photo is it's one of the only ones that I've seen that I think was in the old craft school, because they built a new premises in the early 50s.
Yes.
And this is a photo that I haven't seen before, and it's not unlike, very much unlike the new craft school, which had white lines painted down it for health and safety.
Health and safety
and exactly, yeah, and benches were arranged in a much more regimented way. So this must be, because the building is totally different, it must be the old craft school.
And safety guards and everything else aren't there.
There's no goggles there.
No goggles.
There.
Health and safety equipment, aren't there? There's no guards on the machinery.
And then we've got the indentures, which... I'm sure he would have looked after them, because you know most people were so proud of keeping them. It's in immaculate condition, you know. There's only bent a little bit on the corner, and they're always folded in the original place.
Yeah.
It's it was something that people would keep.
Every time we moved anything at the end, when Dad was living on his own, where's my indentures? Well. Because they were always kept in a black box with all the birth, death certificates, everything else. Mm. So they were always there. So.
But I think Bridge was an apprentice before your father was, because I'm sure your father started somewhere else originally, didn't he? And then went to Fielding.
I'm not sure.
Because Bridge was there.
Well, he was 16 years then.
Yeah, because he was later, isn't it? I mean, he left school when he was, what, 14, 15? He wouldn't have been there, would he? So I reckon he went somewhere else, didn't he?
Reg
was actually at Fieldings, and he joined Reg at Fieldings.
They'd have still been living in Wilton Road together, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
And that was their family home, was it?
Well, they had Oak Bank, and then Wilton Road. Well, they had Wilton Road, no, then they must have gone to Oak Bank.
From Wilton Road?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then... And then they went to, I think it was Arthur Street, because that's where my grandmother died. So I'm not... They were definitely at Oak Bank when Uncle Reg... I think Uncle Reg and Dad got married from Oak Bank, because they both got married at St Barnabas Church. So they would have had to have been in that parish, wouldn't they? Otherwise they'd have been... Wilton Road, they'd have been St Stephen's or somewhere around there.
Everyone suggered into work. Everyone.
The Bristol Road was packed.
And of course, that's his father's signature there as well. Because they needed it then, didn't they? Yeah.
And did he ever talk about his father at all? Would you have any memories of him that had been passed down?
What, my grandfather? My grandfather was a great sportsman as well. Yeah. They played... Dad and his father played bowls for the county together, plus club bowls for Doughties. His father, now I've got a photo, I think I have. His father was Treadworth Road Race.
He won the very first Treadworth
Road Race.
That's
it, walking race.
It was walking.
They walked very far.
He won the very first one. And you've got the photograph of
it. I think I have.
Yeah.
Yeah, his father was a... And his father worked at the collar factory.
Yeah. But he also refereed, didn't he? Various sports, like rugby, didn't he?
Yeah.
He played bowls for the county. And he was a bowls umpire as well, wasn't he, at quite a high level?
And a cricket umpire. Because he used a cricket umpire for Uncle Reg's teams, didn't he? Yeah. They were all very sports. Mm-hmm. And then, because when my grandfather died, I don't know, I did have the press cuttings that Dad had when he died when we found them.
Mm.
People wrote in the sports pages and how sad they were to see George Court gone.
Well known sports throughout Gloucestershire, wasn't he?
Yeah. He did a lot of sport, didn't he?
Yeah.
They were all sporting.
And successful at it as well. Yeah. Winning barometers and all sorts of things.
They weren't bad at all.
And thinking about things that Ken or Reg might have said about Fieldings over the years, do any of those come to mind when you look at some of those photos or think back of them and their reflections on Fieldings?
I think with Dad mostly it was the apprentice school because he was quite proud of that, wasn't he?
With Reg it would be initiation ceremonies, wouldn't
it?
The apprentices.
yeah. And
which were cruel, very cruel.
They used to sit on, it would be Southgate Street, wouldn't it?
Mm.
They'd sit on Southgate Street to watch the girls going down to the Morelands match factories.
Mm. And the banter in the workshop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The language that was used, the general banter. From women more than there was from the men.
Yeah, Uncle Reg used to say the women were as bad as
the
men.
Women were worse than the men, apparently. So he would say, especially for young apprentices working down the shop for the very first time, and things that the women used to say to the young apprentices, it was unbelievable.
And the Morelands Angels as well, are so cool.
And Uncle Reg was well known for lending money, wasn't he?
He used to keep a book, didn't he?
He had a book. He'd never lend money to my dad.
No,
never lend
right.
money to my dad. He wouldn't lend him any money.
But he asked, didn't he?
Because Uncle Reg never had any children. And if somebody was hard at one week, he'd lend them. And as long as they paid him back the following week, he never charged interest or anything,
did he?
He wasn't.
Kept
it wasn't
book,
that.
Yeah.
If they didn't pay him back, they never ever borrowed again.
Mm.
And Dad said he had this book.
He did that throughout his life.
Right to the very end.
He was still loaning out money to various people.
And
helping all his neighbours.
Yeah.
He still wore the shopping for all the neighbours.
He'd go around and do all the ladies' shopping.
And lend money for various people.
But he had this book, and as long as they paid him back, no interest. If it helped them pay the rent or buy the kids some food or whatever, he'd be quite happy to loan.
Yeah.
But if they didn't pay him back, that's it.
Yeah.
But never Dad. Dad could never borrow money off him. So.
And we were talking earlier, I didn't get to record this story, about how they approach engineering and mechanics, thinking about them doing things, measuring on the one hand and doing things by eye on the other. Would you mind just recounting that story for us again?
I had the Big Ends go on an engine, and it was an old A30, you probably couldn't remember A30s. And we were thinking of the best way to do it, because it had overheated and the engine itself, the head, was warped. So Ken Cork, which is Sue's dad, said to me, he said, if I get hold of Reg at Fielding and Platts, I'm sure on a Saturday morning when none of the managers are around, he could perhaps fit something in and we can actually do it down in his machine shop. So Ken Cork then had all his tools, in the case all his measuring equipment, etc., to take down to Fieldings with him. So we took the machine head into the workshop where Reg was working, and Reg greets us from some distance away with all the language under the sun. And he was the only one in the shop. There's nobody else there. So he just takes one look at this head whilst Ken Cork goes back to the car to get all his measuring equipment. And he said, plonk it on there. So I said, plonk this head on this machine. And he was looking at it from various angles. And without doing any measuring whatsoever, he took about two-thirds off the head, just by sight. And Ken Cork was shouting from his distance because he'd just come in with his measuring equipment. He said, Reg, what are you doing? He said, I haven't got the measuring equipment. He said, don't worry about that. I've got this absolutely spot on. And he did. And he machined this head. And of course, Ken Court measured it afterwards, and he had taken the exact amount that was necessary. And we put it on, and it was an exact fit. The engine worked perfectly, absolutely perfect, with no measurement whatsoever. It's unbelievable.
That's absolutely amazing that, you know, they could be brothers and work in such opposite ways.
They were. That's, I think that's the most important thing, isn't it? They looked completely different, because your father was a very big character, wasn't he? And Reg was so slight. And in everything else, they were just complete opposites, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were.
Because your dad would never swear in the house, or anything. He would never say bad language whatsoever.
No.
And yet the first Christmas, when I was going to go now, first Christmas I was there, Reg comes in through the door, where the bloody hell are you? That's all this swearing. I've never heard of that in my life. Such a different person. When he tells me that his brother's visiting him, and he was a twin, you'd think naturally they would be quite similar, wouldn't you? But they're absolute opposites, aren't they? Total opposites.
Emperor had a heart of gold, though, didn't he?
Yeah. And Reg was a very sociable sort of person, could mix with anybody.
Yeah.
And your father found it very difficult, didn't
he? Yeah, he wasn't social.
He couldn't. I mean, he wanted to. The thing is, he wanted to be sociable, and he wanted to mix with people, but found it difficult.
Yeah.
It's probably because Reg just took over. You know, you can imagine, as brothers, wherever they went, he just took over. He would do all the talking for him. It's just... Complete opposites.
So about when would that have been that you'd gone to, you went into Fieldings with?
Because this would have been, because I've had that in the A30. It would have been late '60s, early '70s, wouldn't it?
We had the A30 off Dad at
68, 69, wasn't it?
Before we were married.
Yeah, it was. It was about 68. So I would imagine it was late '60s, wasn't it? Yeah.
And what was Fieldings like then? What was that like to go into Fieldings?
Fieldings, to me, was not having been into an engineering factory and never ever worked in that type of environment. It's just filthy. Everything looks so dirty, filthy. Whereas you go into a modern engineering factory, it's completely different, isn't it? And Sue's dad's office, you know, everyone went to an office, it was black. Although he used to go to work in a suit, didn't he? And a watch shirt, suit and everything else. The office was filthy. And all the paperwork, you could see any paperwork they were doing, it was just oil all over it, you know, just grease and oil and everything else. Yeah, I smelled. It's just this smell of going into an engineering factory, isn't it? It's quite a threatening environment. If you've never been into that type of environment, it's quite a threatening environment as well. Well, especially when Reg Court starts swearing as soon as you start. So yeah, it was incredible. That was probably the likes you'd never see again, wouldn't it? At any engineering factory,
it'd
be completely different. Very clean and tidy, health and safety and everything else. Yeah, amazing.
And that would have been on a Saturday then?
Well, Saturday morning, because Reg would have said,
there's
no managers around, so if you'd like to bring it in, you know, you can do it. And your dad was sort of very prim and proper, wasn't he? Didn't want us to get into trouble or anything else. So him and I were almost sneaking this in, making sure there's nobody around. Reg is battling from his attitude's completely different.
And was it quite quiet then on a Saturday, or were people still working away on a Saturday morning?
Reg had told us what time to go in there. So I would imagine on a Saturday morning, there must have been quite a few people around prior to us getting there. And we were there sort of lunchtime-ish, 12 o'clock onwards sort of thing. So whether the other people had gone off for lunch or anything else, and he was the only one there, he told us the actual time to go in there, which would be the best time to actually do it. Yeah, that's right.
That's wonderful. And would you like to share any other memories of Ken or Reg with us?
We haven't got anything really about Fieldings, have we?
There's just the sporting side. Because, the sporting side of Fieldings was extremely good. And whatever sports they entered into, they were always very, very good. Like the Gloucestershire Sunday League, when it was first formed, Fielding and Platt were always near the top. And even Atlas, being sort of a second tier, were almost there with them. So their sporting achievements throughout the year were very, very good, weren't they?
Yeah.
Did either of them ever take you to a sporting event at Fieldings or anything like that?
No, I was born after Dad had left Fieldings. He was in Cornwall at the time, so I never really went to Fieldings like that. So...
And just for the recorder, can you just remind us of when Ken and Reg worked at Fieldings, roughly, please?
35, 36.
So we can tell from the indentures when Ken started there.
Ken would have been there from 1936 until... I believe it would have been 1947 or 8 it would have been. And then Uncle Reg would have stayed until he was 65, until he retired. So 1985 we said, didn't we? 1985.
And can you just remind us of their jobs when they were at Fieldings, please?
I think for a supervisor.
Well, Reg became a supervisor. He was mostly on the shop floor, weren't they, on the supervisory level. And your father was working more in the office, wouldn't he? At a higher level. In fact, he started his work study and everything, didn't he, when he was in Fieldings?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. And became a project manager in the end, didn't he?
I'm not sure, Don. I think he did his work study at Doughty's.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm sure he was at Doughty's when he did his work study.
Was he?
Yeah. His main achievement at Fieldings, well, his proudest achievement, was
the apprenticeship,
school. My dad.
Which he formed, didn't he?
Yeah. Dad was very proud of that apprenticeship school that he'd formed. And Uncle Reg used to take him on afterwards on the shop floor.
And any other phrases or things that he would say about the apprentice school? How did he express his pride for running that apprentice school?
I just think he felt that it was an achievement because they'd both gone to Linden Road, hadn't they, secondary modern, and I think for Dad anyway it was an achievement that he'd got on and been able to do that with his education.
Your father was a very intelligent person and should have gone to a higher graded school.
Yeah.
In fact, I think he was offered, wasn't he? I thought he was saying something to me to the effect that he was offered a place at the Crick Grammar School, but his parents couldn't afford to send him. Mm. And his twin brother didn't get through to the grammar school, he got through to the secondary modern school. And because the parents couldn't afford the clothing, etc., that was necessary to go to a grammar school, he went with his brother to the secondary modern school.
Yeah.
But in his mind, wouldn't it, the education denoted your intelligence level. He always thought that throughout his life, and yet he was always a very intelligent person, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's bright.
Yeah. And obviously he could have gone to a grammar school. There's no doubt whatsoever about that. But he must have put himself down because of the tough school that he went to.
But they were both very gifted with their hands, weren't they?
Oh,
both very gifted. Brilliant engineers, both of them. Yeah, they were both... I think they went into the right environment.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And they just went in different directions. Uncle Reg chose to stay with the shop floor and work his way up there. And Dad diversified,
rebuilt
really,
cars,
too.
Rebuilt engines for all sorts of cars. From scratch.
Because he was...
And even getting parts off scrapyards. In fact, it was the one incident, wasn't it? Well, your father and I went down to the scrapyard, which would never happen in these days, where we got an engine. We were talking about the A30 earlier on. I actually took an engine from a car four high. You know in the scrapyards where they used to put them on? Four high? The only A30 that was in the scrapyard was the one on the very top. And the only way of getting it down was for him and I to clamber up the cars, take the bonnet off, take all the bolts off the bonnet, undo all the bolts holding the engine in place, and with a bar and a rope, actually lifted it over the side. And asking the chap before we did it, will this engine be okay? And all he says was, well, it was driven in, so it must be working. So you just hope pot luck by the time we got it home. And we put it all back in. We took the old engine out, put this engine back in, and it worked. It went on for a couple of years, didn't it? Cost us next to nothing.